This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go downstairs here at Petco Park and hear some post-game reaction.
Let's pull up a seat in the manager's office and hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt, presented by Sinley Food. Spice up your culinary life.
Mike, you guys continue to get an abundance of hits and put yourself in position. Is as simple as just need to get back to driving them in?
Yeah, it really is that simple. It really is that simple. I mean, talked about it last night. You know, how do you view it? You know, you can look at it from a couple of different lenses. You know, feel far worse if we weren't creating opportunities. Opportunities are being created. Capitalized on some of them tonight. But we left a lot of traffic out there and weren't able to capitalize. And, you know, that's part of the game.
What are your thoughts during that sequence in the fifth where those guys put, I think it was three at-bats with 30 pitches, and your guy is, because you've talked about one of the factors that goes into your evaluation is kind of the high stress.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, they put together a lot of good at-bats against Dylan as the game went. It was interesting because they were on every pitch. And so we had Cave started it. I think an 11-pitch inning to start it, and then it just guys took some good at-bats and, fouled off a lot of tough pitches, and, you know, you had Beck down there doing the same thing. So, I mean, they basically, you know, took off probably an inning and a half from Dylan. There was a little more stress, and, you know, once they got that second run at 98, that was enough. You know, we got, you know, very little issue there with two outs that, you know, runner on first, and, you know, next thing you know, there's three more runs with really not a lot of hard contact. You know, you had the ball that went down the right field line. You know, again, to their credit, I mean, it's a weird game some nights, you know. And they swing and bunt and, you know, we'll base it up the middle, and next thing you know, four runs. And then you go out and lining out to left, lining out to second, lining out to right on our side. So, you know, that's the other part that I wish I could explain it and bottle it, but that's just the game. You know, sometimes the ball just doesn't consistently land or get caught, you know, that are soft. So it's that's what can make it beautiful and frustrating all in the same thing.
What did you make of Dylan on the whole? It seemed like he had most of his usual stuff, maybe without quite that put away late.
I thought he was good across the board. Like I said, they took some really good at bats, man. They were on every pitch after a while. So I thought his stuff was good. Just and still put some guys away, but just long deep counts. I thought his stuff was fine.
You say they were on every pitch. What do you mean by that?
They were just on every pitch. I mean, you know, they were fouling tough pitches off, regardless of fastball or slider.
One of baseball's adages is when you play a team can be as important as who you play.
Sure.
There aren't many playoff teams that don't build their resume without taking care of teams with losing records. It's their third win in a row over you. I mean, just how troubling is it that you guys haven't
been? I mean, listen, you play 162 games, you're going to have a stretch regardless of your opponent where balls don't go your way. You just doesn't work, you know. And is that yeah, I understand the question completely. I understand it. I've lived it. but it's not an absolute in the sense of, like, like you can never lose to a team that has a losing record. Clearly, you know, you want to take care of business against every team. You know, we talk about that irrespective of opponent, and that's really what it boils down to. But the thing about tonight and last night, I mean, we've had two walks in the series from our side from a pitching standpoint. And, you know, we played catch interference, kind of a weird thing. It is lace, I guess. You know, trying to make a play last night. Other than that, we played pretty clean, you know. So it's not like we beat ourselves. It's just, like I said, you know, when balls are falling and, you know, we're hitting balls at people in certain big spots, it just, or we can't get that, you know, ball to find a hole. You know, those games happen. They're not fun.
The wild pitch, dugout. What was kind of your advantage? The rule, I guess, is just it's
one just by base. Rule. It's one base from the mound.
Is that another one of those breaks that you were just mentioning?
Yeah, I mean, you know, how that rule came about, why only one base from the pitcher and two bases from a position player, I don't know. We can have maybe channel Abner. Maybe he can speak to us. I don't know. I can't figure that one out. But that's the rule. So, you know. It was a play in the game, but it, you know, wasn't the difference in the game.
Mike, you're always praising the team for its fight in these games, even in a deficit. But has this team come close to playing up to your expectations, to their expectations? And what do you make of the team's struggles at home during night games?
Well, the team that we just got through winning our fourth series before this series in a row, all against quality teams, and two of those series or the previous two series at home. So I do appreciate that the questions asked, because we've lost two in a row at home. But as far as the consistency is the first four, you know, feeling like the team's playing up to its capability, I mean, this team just got through winning four series in a row for the first time since 2021. And so I don't know, you know. I understand the question, but it's just really about a matter of consistency. Like I said, you know, we get a ball to go a couple ways yesterday or today, you know, to find some holes, or goes at somebody softly, you know, we're in a great position to win a series tomorrow. But we're not. We've lost the last two, and we recognize that and got to own that. But you know, as far as the consistency of play relative to our base running defense, pitching, I think it's been pretty darn good in a lot of stretches, and it needs to continue to be consistent for us to put together, to Ace's point, that the ability to, irrespective of opponents, to be the playoff team we expect to be.
You're still waiting for Manny, Toddy, and Xander to really get going at the same time. How do you view just kind of the early production you got from guys like Jackson and Jerks and Jake? Does that feel like a wasted opportunity because those guys are producing and your highest paid guys aren't, or do you view it differently?
I don't think it's a wasted opportunity. I think if you look at we've had a lot of good contributions, to your point, from Jackson, Pro, Campy, Crony, obviously we here, you know, Rise here now. So that part's been positive. I mean, Wadey's contributed. And so when you have a lineup that, you know, is getting contributions, there's going to be times where those guys carry it. The bottom carries it. And so it just kind of, to get all nine guys hot is not typical, right? And so it's good to know that we're right sitting where we're at and know we've got contributions from a lot of that part of that lineup. So I don't feel like it's wasted at all, because without it, we'd be in trouble, right? And we do expect the back of the bubblegum card to show up with those other guys, and there'll be a stretch where I get to sit here and talk to you here in Petco Park and, you know, at a major league stadium near you on the road, where we can talk about how Bogey, Toddy, and Manny are carrying us and taking us to that next level.
That was Padres manager Mike Schilt after tonight's game. Padres fall 6-3 to the Colorado Rockies. Sam Levitt with you here inside the loft at the Western Metal Building as we wrap this one up. Padres struggles at home here in night games in particular. continue. And look, bottom line is this. As I always say, two things can be true at once. The Padres have been playing good baseball coming in. They had won four consecutive series. But being 2-4 against the Colorado Rockies to begin the year is not a great thing. And these are the kinds of games, just like we talked about last year with this team, at home in front of a sellout crowd. Padres got to find ways to win these types of games against teams like the Rockies. Look, these games add up. They do. They did last year with the way the Padres struggled against teams that were under 500, the way they struggled at home against teams like this. When you look back at the end of the year, these games do add up. So, yeah, the Padres have been playing good baseball. Yeah, it doesn't erase what the Padres have done entering this series. But at the same time, you look at the record, it's back to 22-23, game below 500. And on top of that, you know, you feel like the momentum they had coming into this series is sort of been erased. So again, it goes back to what I said in the opening segment. It's been one step forward, one step back, two steps forward, one step, two steps back, and so on and so on. And look, in that sense, it feels a little eerily similar. And I hate to keep doing this to going back to last year because I don't know, quite frankly, how long you can keep on doing it. But look, a lot of the same names are here. So I guess it's natural. Feels a little 2023-ish in the sense of they just can't seem at the moment to build the momentum over the course of weeks at a time. Yeah, 8-3 in a span of 11 games entering the series. It was great. They played a really good brand of baseball, but then you follow that up with a couple of losses against the Rockies. Is it the end of the season? Absolutely not. But you were hoping that you would see the momentum continue, that you could get above 500 and keep it rolling, and it just has not happened in the last two games. So we've kind of talked about it at length at this point, even in the first two segments. I've went through this game, kind of the two different parts of this game and some of the frustrations through it, and we'll continue to break down this ball game as the Padres fall 6-3, and they'll try to avoid a sweep at the hands of the Rockies tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.